through your mind when you made your first NFL sack the other day?
Ran through my mind. I was just excited. You know, I really didn't have a celebration. All the guys in the locker room were like, why didn't you celebrate? I mean, I'm coming from college, so that's a flag. So, but I got to get a celebration going if I'm going to get some sacks here in the NFL.
You did celebrate inside there, didn't you?
I felt I was excited, you know, more excited. And it's not about me. You know, it's about my family back home. You know, I'm making history, first NFL sack in my family. So I'm happy that happened.
Do you, in meetings and building and the build-up at camp and through camp, is it being stressed to the defense, and in particular the defensive line, about how important it is to defend against the run?
Oh, yeah, that's all we've been preaching this whole, you know, offseason. You know, when I got here, we had a transition, you know, it was big, and that's where, you know, Coach O'Neill wanted to stop the run. So I've been focused on that. You know, I came from Washington State, Joe Salave. He's an 8-year vet in the NFL, and the biggest thing he coached was stop the run on the way to the quarterback. And that's what I'm trying to bring here, is we're going to have the same stance, the same get off, the same mentality every time we step on the field. You know, we're going to run you over and try to get to the quarterback. And that's the mindset we're trying to build around here.
So having said that, the other night a little bit disappointing in the aftermath that they ran the ball so effectively?
No, I wouldn't say disappointing. You know, it's the first game. You know, we got a lot of things to work on. You know, they say it, you know, it takes till game three to really, you know, finalize, you know, and, yeah, you know, where guys are really at. Same with college. So, you know, I think it's a learning experience. And, you know, we watched the film, and, you know, we'll continue to get better.
Coach Weaver said a couple weeks ago that he's really impressed with your work ethic. He was here one night, and you were still in the film room. He was going to hang around, and when he went to leave, you were still in there that night.
He said that's funny.
He brought that up. Let's talk about that. I don't know, maybe you just don't feel secure yet where you're at.
I knew, you know, Isaiah Trufant, he played here last year, and he was an undrafted free agent. And I watched him go through his struggles, you know, trying to reach the league. He went from UFL Arena, you know, all those things. And, you know, I think the advice I got from him is never settle. You know, you got to continue to get better every day, and nothing is guaranteed. Just because I was drafted third round or the guys drafted first round doesn't mean that we're guaranteed. You know, it's the same thing with your job or anybody else's job. We got to get up and work and put on our clothes and make sure we do our job, or, you know, somebody else will.
Are you doing that on a daily basis?
Yeah, I may not be, you know, staying here all the time, but I'm constantly working, you know, at home. You know, I'm trying to eat right. I'm trying to do those little things that count, to make me a better player and last long in this league.
Any other rookies joining you?
A lot of rookies. I mean, all our rookie class is hard workers. You know, Danny's a hard worker. Every guy in our class I can speak for is a hard worker that I've seen. So,
back to the run defense, 120 yards were to the outside of the tackles, only 34 in the middle. Can you help explain to us why that happened?
Yeah, I think it's a combination, you know, of everybody. I mean, it's not, you know, one particular guy. You know, it comes down to, you know, us inside getting knocked back. You know, outside we got to set the edges. You know, linebackers got to fill their gaps. You know, it's a collective thing. That's a team sport. That's the beauty of it. So, like I said, we got to get in the film room and clean things up and come back here against Buffalo this week and get better.
What kind of impact do you think you can have this season?
The impact, you know, whenever, you know, Coach Weaver, you know, Jimmy throw me in the game, you know, I'm just trying to come out there and play with my head on fire. I bring a lot to the game, get off. You know, I got good hands, you know, and I just hustle. So I'm going to just try to bring it all, you know, everything that they want us to play like, I'm going to try to do.
Do you have a sack number in mind that you'd like to achieve or anything like that?
No, I don't. I just want to, you know, go out there and compete every snap, really.
What do you notice about the level of talent? I mean, Shelton obviously was a high pick. You know, Bill was a first-round pick. Desmond Bryant has had a nice career. Mm-hmm. What do you notice about the level of talent in your room?
Well, I think, you know, from talking to those guys, we probably have the deepest position in the NFL. And, you know, over the offseason, I was talking to my dad, you know, coming here, and, you know, he was stressing us. It's going to be a lot of competition. It's different from college. When I was the main guy there, we probably had one or two guys, you know, throughout my career come through there that was NFL, that had NFL talent. And they get here, and everybody's, you know, legit, can play fast. And I'm just trying to learn from those guys. You know, those guys are – you know, where I want to be. So if I continue to take pieces from them and build up, I can be there one day too. So it's all a process. You know, Rome wasn't built in one day. I don't think, you know, Warren Sapp, you know, just became Warren Sapp, you know, after one season. It took, you know, several seasons. So I just hope to continue to get better each season. But right now I'm just focusing on the next practice that's tomorrow.
And all that learning stuff, Weaver, like Mike was saying, said that you're picking it up real fast. Are you a book learner or an eyeball learner, or how do you soak it in?
I'm more of a, you know, I got to see it. You know, I'm not a person who could, you know, just, you know, never in my, out of my whole life I was able to read something and process it. You know, I need to actually walk through it. I forget what type of learner they say that is. You can correct me if I'm wrong. So I try to get out here. You know, they got a lot of walkthroughs for us to do, and, you know, I learned that way.
What has stood out to you most about Danny on and off?
Danny's just a big goofball. You know, he just, you know, some guys, you know, that I've been around the game, you know, just take the game so seriously, and that's fine. And Danny does take it very seriously, but he doesn't let it get to him. He doesn't let that stress get to him. He's always, you know, up. And if you can be up in this game at all the time, that's very positive, because, you know, what they teach us coming in as rookies is be confident. You got to be confident in the ability that you had in college can transition to the NFL. And, you know, Danny's been able to do that very well.
I mean, you saw him up close in college. Mm-hmm. He's played. Did you know that his set of skills would translate, including the ability mm-hmm. to collapse a pocket?
Well, I think he did. I mean, shoot, Danny's 340 and he can run. So, you know, when you're that big and you're that strong, you know, all you got to do is go vertical and let God take care of the rest. So, you know, he's been blessed with a lot of things. And, you know, on top of that, he's humble and he works hard. So I think that collaboration, he's going to be successful in the league.
On the same radio show the other day, I heard Xavier and I heard Xavier. What do you say?
Xavier. That's Xavier.
Okay,
Xavier.
Where's that come from? Both your name and why it's pronounced with the X elongated.
And my mom, that's been, you know, my mom, you know, gave me that name as well as my dad, you know. A lot of people just call me X Coop, you know, X Man. I got it all, so it's not a lot of people who just call me Xavier now.
You know all the X Men?
No, I don't. I don't. No, I don't.
You know, you can't get a penalty for celebrating that. Watch yourself.
Thank you for reminding me.
Your helmet on.
Just don't take that. Just keep your helmet on. You got a guy here on time. Did that cost him the game.
Yeah.